Good afternoon.
Who is Shalom? Shalom.
The text in James for this afternoon touches on a problem which has existed for thousands of years.
在今天下午所要讲述的雅各书内容，会接触到一个已经存在几千年的问题。
It will continue to exist until Christ returns.
并且将一直存在下去，直到耶稣再来。
It concerns the oppression of the poor by the rich.
这是关于穷人遭富人的逼迫。
James has already touched on the challenges of wealth a number of times.
雅各已经多次提出财富这个带来财富带哦带来挑战这个问题。
In chapter 1, he reminded the rich believer of the shortness of life.
在第一章里面，他用生命的短暂来警示富足的信徒们。
Don't think your riches make you better.
不要认为财富会使人变得更好。
Don't think your riches will extend your life.
也不要认为财富会叫人延年益寿。
Be glad that you have seen your spiritual need and turned to Christ.
而应当为你们要能看到属灵上的需要和跪在基督的名下而快乐。
In chapter 2, James talked about favoritism.
在第二章中，雅各谈到了偏待的问题。
Believers might be tempted to favor the rich over the poor.
信徒或许被引诱以致嫌贫爱富。
The rich know that.
富人也深知这一点。
Some might expect it.
甚至其中一些也期待此举。
But such favoritism among believers is wrong.
但是这样的在信徒中间的偏待是不蒙神喜悦的。
In that context, James also reminds his readers that it is the rich who exploit them.
在那一段上下文中，雅各也提醒读者们，欺压他们的正是这些富人。
He is probably not writing about believers who are rich.
当然，他可能并非讲论富足的信徒。
James starts chapter 4 warning about coveting.
雅各在第四章中开始警戒贪恋之心。
Coveting is an attitude of wanting to be rich.
贪恋是一种想变富的心态。
The Bible warns against this.
圣经对此发出明确警告。
It calls coveting idolatry.
因为这会引发贪婪，对贪婪的偶像崇拜。
The love of money is the root of all kinds of evil.
提摩太书六章中提到，贪财是万恶之根。
A person can love money whether they have it or not.
不管是穷人还是富人都会爱财。
It's important that we be content whether we have little or much.
重要的是，不管钱多钱少，都要人们都要知足。
Then at the end of chapter 4, James addresses businessmen who are trying to make money.
然后在第四章结束时，雅各提到商人做买卖得利的事情。
There's nothing wrong with making a profit in business.
做生意获取利润是无可厚非的。
That's how businessmen make their living.
这是商人的谋生手段。
Nevertheless, James warns about the arrogant attitude in planning.
但是雅各再次警告的是生意策划中产生的这种骄傲的心态。
The book of Proverbs observes such arrogance in the rich.
箴言也提到了因富者而引起的骄傲。
It's a logical step to address the rich then in chapter 5.
所以在第五章再次讲到富足人就合乎逻辑。
In these verses, James acts much like the Old Testament prophets.
在这些经节里，雅各的作为极像旧约的先知。
Usually the prophets spoke to the nation of Israel or some part of it.
通常先知们会对整个以色列国或者其中的一部分地区来讲预言。
But in their writings, they often address other nations.
但在他们的论述中经常提到其他的国家。
For example, in Isaiah 13-22, the prophet Isaiah speaks words against a series of nations like Babylon, Assyria, and Egypt.
举个例子来讲，在以赛亚书十三章到二十章里，先知以赛亚的，就是说预言攻击的一系列国家，比如巴比伦、亚述和埃及。
It's unlikely that many in these nations heard those words.
但这些国家中的大部分都未必听过这个预言。
But they were intended anyway for Israel.
可不管怎样，对以色列来说。
The prophet was encouraging the nation that God would deal with their enemies.
这些预言会成就，先知用神会伸手抵挡仇敌的预言来给整个国家鼓气。
It appears to be the same here.
在这里也是一样的。
If James is speaking against unbelieving rich people, it is unlikely that they would ever read these verses.
如果雅各是讲论攻击未信主的富人们，那么很可能他们也不会听到这些经文。
Instead, God's judgment against the godless rich was to be an encouragement to the believers.
然而，神会审判不信他的富人的信息，是对信徒的一种激励。
The rich were oppressing some of them.
富足人正在逼迫他们中的一些。
But God saw all that.
但神知晓这一切。
He promised that he will deal with the rich in time.
神应许迟早他会报应他们。
The believers were to take hope.
这使信徒有了盼望。
Trust in God.
当仰赖神。
Now James is not condemning all rich people.
但是雅各并非责备所有的富足人。
And he's not condemning having possessions.
他也没有谴责拥有财富是不对的。
The context points to the type of rich person.
上下文指出了他责备的这种类别。
He warns those who are rich and who live arrogantly as if there were no God.
他警告的是那些富有的，却骄傲的以为没有神的人。
God has blessed some with many possessions, like Solomon, Abraham, and Job.
神祝福过一些大富大贵的人，比如说所罗门、亚伯拉罕和约伯。
Wealth itself is not the problem.
财富本身不是问题。
Job had much wealth.
约伯就很富有。
And he was considered one of the most righteous men in the Old Testament.
在旧约里边，他也被认为是义人中的一个。
By faith, Abraham was counted righteous.
因着信，亚伯拉罕被称为义。
He also had much wealth.
他也是一个大财主。
As James warns the godless rich, he warns all of us.
当雅各警告不信神的富足人时，他也在警告我们。
We should not become like them.
我们不能成为他们。
We should view and handle possessions wisely.
我们要明智地看待和处理钱财这个主题。
This passage offers us three challenges to consider.
这章通过提出三个挑战来使人们思考。
They challenge both the rich and those who want to be rich.
他们同时向富人和渴望成为富人的人提出了挑战。
This passage challenges us to remember that pleasure from material possessions is short-lived.
第一点就是物质的享受是短暂的。
The context tells us that these rich people sought to enjoy themselves.
文中告诉我们，这些富足人只寻求自我享受。
In verse 5, James writes that they had lived in luxury and self-indulgence.
在第五节，雅各写道，他们在世上享美福，放任自流。
We can infer that they had nice clothes.
据此我们可以推断出他们身穿华服。
They enjoyed their feasting.
享受宴乐。
They were having a good time.
他们的生活真是精彩。
But James says that they should be weeping and wailing because of the misery that was coming upon them.
但雅各却说，应当哭泣、嚎啕，因为将有苦难临到他们了。
Their pleasures would not last.
他们的享乐不会长久。
Their pleasures came from riches which they had wrongly gained and wrongly used.
这种享受来自他们的财富，而这些财富是不义之财，却用之不当。
God's judgment would take that from them.
因着神的审判，财富将被夺走。
Their riches would not help them in eternity.
在永恒里，钱财对于他们是爱莫能助。
Their pleasure would be replaced with misery.
他们的享受也将会被苦难而代替。
They had a very limited view of the world.
他们的见识很短。
They ignored the existence of God.
他们也忽视神的存在。
They thought no further than the life which they could see.
他仅着眼于今生。
If they would look beyond the moment, they would be weeping.
如果他们眼光能穿过今生今世，他们就会哭泣哀嚎了。
If they could see what was coming, they would not continue in having fun.
如果他们能看到即将临到他们的是什么，他们就不会继续承担于享受。
If they would consider that God was their final judge, they would judge their own actions differently.
如果他们认识到神是他们的终极审判者，那他们就会以不同的态度来批判自己现在的作为。
Their laughter would be gone.
他们的欢笑会止息。
Instead, there would be weeping.
取而代之是哀哭。
Our daily experiences should warn us of such a future.
我们日常经历也警惕我们要小心这样的将来。
God's wisdom is consistent.
神的智慧永不更改。
He has established how things work.
他设定万事的运作。
This is true not only in the physical world, but spiritually and morally as well.
不仅在这物质世界里这是真实的，在属灵和道德方面也是如此。
In small things, we can observe that the pleasure from material possessions is limited.
从小事上我们就能观察到，其实物质的享受是有限的。
There's an example in Proverbs 15, verse 17.
在箴言十五章十七节中有一个例子说到这里。
Better a meal of vegetables where there is love than a fattened calf with hatred.
这样写道，吃素菜彼此相爱，强如吃肥牛彼此相恨。
Proverbs 17, verse 1 is similar.
在十七章一节中也同样写道。
Better a dry crust with peace and quiet than a house full of feasting with strife.
设宴满屋大家相争，不如一块干饼大家相安。
Perhaps you've had this experience.
也许我们都有过这样的经历。
You sat down to a very nice meal.
当你坐下来面对美食，充满了食欲。
You were really looking forward to the food.
你也充满了食欲 ，sorry。
Then somehow you got into an argument with your spouse or your children.
然而出于某种原因，你与你的配偶或者孩子陷入了争论。
And the meal was ruined.
佳肴没有了。
Nothing had changed in the food.
食物本身并未发生改变。
But there was little pleasure left in eating.
但品尝美食的享受却不复存在。
That is the way God's moral universe works.
这就是神所设立的道义的运作方式。
If it's true on a day-to-day basis, how much more can we expect it to be true eternally?
如果在今生这都是真的，那我们就能期待在永生同样是一样的。
If wrong actions rob us of pleasure now, how much more so in the future?
如果今生的错误行为会剥夺我们的享受，那么在未来也是同样如此。
Jesus explained in the parable of the sower that the deceit of riches can prevent spiritual fruit.
耶稣用撒种的比喻来解释出于财富的欺哄使人无法结出属灵的果子。
Riches seem to promise happiness.
钱财似乎决定快乐与否。
But riches deceive us.
但其实它欺骗了我们。
They cannot produce lasting happiness.
钱财不会给人长久的快乐。
Any pleasure from material possessions is short-lived.
任何来自物质的享受都是短暂的。
James next challenges the rich to consider how unreliable their riches are for any future security.
雅各接下来要挑战富足人去思考，那就是对将来而言，钱财是多么的不可靠。
He gives two reasons for their unreliability.
在这他给出了两个理由来说明他们的不可靠。
First, riches are an unreliable security because they will perish.
首先，钱财不可靠是因为他们会毁坏。
In Bible times, riches were not in the form of savings accounts.
在圣经时代，那时的财富不像现在银行里面存款一样。
They consisted primarily of clothes, food, and precious metals.
所谓钱财主要是由物质、食物和贵金属组成。
James identified the rich person in chapter 2 by the fine clothes which he wore.
在第二章中，雅各以人所穿的华服来辨识富足人。
The Bible often pictures the poorer person as the one who only owned the clothes which he wore.
圣经经常描绘的贫穷人是那些身上所穿的，就是他们所有的。
People who could store food were also wealthy.
有能力储备粮食的人也被称作为富人。
This is evident in the parable of the rich fool.
这一点在愚蠢的富足的人比喻里面也更为明显。
He planned to build bigger barns to store his harvest.
这有个财主打算造一个更大的谷仓来装他的粮食。
He believed that then he would have a secure future.
这个财主相信此举会使他将来有保障。
Precious metals such as gold and silver were also typical of wealth.
像金银这类贵金属也是典型的财富的象征。
We can read often in the Old Testament how conquerors demanded gold and silver for tribute.
在旧约里我们经常能读到征服者们如何要求对方来进贡金银。
James warns the rich that all these riches would one day perish.
雅各警告富足人，终有一天，所有的这些财富都会消失的。
As far as God is concerned, they were already worthless.
对神来说，他们都是毫无价值的。
The food had rotted.
食物会腐烂。
Moths had destroyed the clothes.
衣服被虫蛀。
These were the most typical forms of wealth.
这两样都是最典型的财富的类型。
They do not exist forever.
然后他们都不能永存。
They are very susceptible to loss.
非常容易失去。
We might think that precious metals are more secure.
我们可能会认为贵金属也许更可靠。
James wrote that their gold and silver had corroded.
但雅各写道，他们的金银都长了锈。
Although silver can tarnish, gold does not corrode or tarnish.
虽然银子会失去光泽，但金子却没有这个问题。
James applies to gold and silver what can happen to other metals.
雅各再次用金银来比喻其他同样的贵金属。
Gold and silver are no more durable in God's eyes than any other substance.
金银在神的眼中并不比其他任何东西更能持久保存。
They also have no eternal value.
他们也同样没有永恒的价值。
The warning against trusting in riches goes back even to the Old Testament, such as Proverbs 23:5.
对之依赖财富所发警告可以追溯到旧约，比如箴言23:5。
Cast but a glance at riches, and they are gone. For they will surely sprout wings and fly off to the sky like an eagle.
经文这样写道，你岂要定睛在虚无的钱财上吗？因钱财必长翅膀，如鹰向天飞去。
Jesus gave the same warning in Matthew 6:19.
耶稣在马太福音6:19中也给出了相同的警告。
Do not store up treasures for yourself on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal.
不要为自己积攒财宝在地上，地上有虫子咬，能锈坏，也有贼挖窟窿来偷。
We cannot hold on to riches.
我们无法依靠财富。
They are insecure and have no eternal value.
他们既不荣耀神，也没有永恒的价值。
James continues and gives a second reason that riches are an unreliable security for the future.
雅各继续给出了第二个财富对于未来是不可保证的这个理由。
They will actually become a witness against the ungodly rich.
他们将来成为见证来攻击不信神富足之人。
In verse 4, James writes, their corrosion will be a witness against you.
在第四节中雅各写道，工人们Should I read
just that phrase that I had? The corrosion will be a witness against you.
Okay. 那收割之神的冤声，那收割之人的冤声已经入了万军之耶和华的耳了。
Let me suggest the type of picture which James is painting.
让我来阐述一下雅各所描绘的图画。
Imagine that a person has lots of clothes.
请想象一个拥有许多衣服。
He has more than he can wear.
穿都穿不完。
No woman has that problem. there are people around him that have nothing adequate to wear.
但是在他周围的人却没有足够的衣服而穿。
He does not offer the extra clothes to those who could use them.
但富人却没有把他多余的衣服给那些有需要的穷人。
And he makes it difficult for them to earn enough to buy their own.
甚至还逼迫他们使穷人赚不到足够的钱来买所需要的。
And eventually, moths get into his clothes.
最终，蛀虫钻入了他的衣服。
And because he has so many clothes, he doesn't even notice the moths at first.
因为他拥有太多的衣服，所以一开始他也没有注意到。
And finally, he sees that the moths have ruined his clothes.
最后，他才发现衣服被虫蛀毁了。
Only moth-eaten rags are left.
只剩下有蛀洞的破布条。
These rags show that he did not share his clothes with those who needed them.
这些破布条显明了他没有与有缺乏的人分享他众多的衣服。
They show that he could not use the many clothes which he had.
他们也揭露了富足人无法穿进所有衣服的这个事实。
He selfishly held on to them without anyone using them.
即使自己用不完，他也自私地据为己有。
The ruined remains of hoarded wealth will testify against the rich.
这些被毁的财富的积累的痕迹将来会见证富人的不是。
James ends verse 3 with an interesting comment.
雅各在第三节结束时用了一个有趣的评论。
Literally, it is you are storing up in the last days.
字面上意思是说你们在这末世只知积攒。
The translations which I have read add treasure.
在 David 牧师的译文中，他后面加了一个财宝这个词。
A person can store treasure.
就是说，只有人才会积聚财宝。
Jesus uses the word in that way in Matthew 6:19.
耶稣在马太福音六章十九节中也用这种方式使用这个词。
Do not store up treasure on earth.
不要为自己积攒财宝在地上。
But Paul warned about storing up wrath in the day of God's wrath.
但保罗提出的警告是为自己积蓄愤怒以致神震怒。
I would suggest that James has purposefully left this vague.
我会说雅各是有意在此处留下了不明确的表达。
He intends a double nuance.
他设置了一种双重意义。
As the rich hoard their treasures, they are storing up judgment for themselves as well.
当富足人积攒财富的同时，其实他也在积攒将来对自己的审判。
These are the last days.
这就是末后的日子。
Christ has come bringing salvation.
基督已带来拯救。
He will return bringing judgment.
当他再来时，便是审判。
We must be careful.
所以我们必须小心。
Paul warned that we reap what we sow.
保罗警戒说，我们种的是什么，收的也是什么。
What we do today affects us in the future.
今天的行为会影响到将来。
We need to be sure what that effect will be.
我们应当非常明确将来的结果是什么。
Trusting in riches for our security will not result in security.
相信财富是我们将来的保障，只会适得其反。
Trusting in riches for security will bring judgment.
相信财富是将来保障，只会带来审判。
God wants us to trust Him.
神要我们相信他。
He wants us to handle possessions wisely and righteously.
他要我们明智的、公义的管理财务。
James challenges the rich and us a third way in verses 4 to 6.
在第四到第六节中，雅各以第三种方式来挑战富足人和我们。
Do we realize that the Lord Almighty will avenge wrongful gain?
我们是否已经意识到万军之主将报应不义之财呢？
Nothing escapes the notice of God.
神无所不知。
He knows everything that happens.
他也无所不晓。
He says that he will hear and respond to the oppressed who cry out to him.
他说他会听见并回应那些因受逼迫而向他哭求的人。
The rich who oppress people seem to ignore this fact.
富人似乎没有认清楚这个事实。
For this reason, I have called them the godless rich.
为此 ，David 牧师称他们是不信神的富足人。
They are rich people who act as if there were no God.
这些富人的行为好像这世上没有神。
Here in Romans 9:29 are the only two places where this Old Testament title for God is used, the Lord Almighty.
只有这章和罗马书九章二十九节中引用了旧约里对神的称呼，那就是万军之主。
In Romans 9, Paul is citing Isaiah.
在罗马书第九章中，保罗引用了。
Sometimes the title is translated Lord of Hosts.
有时候这个称呼被翻译成众多军队的主。
Refers to God as the commander of the armies of heaven.
这就表明神是天军之领袖。
He controls the stars and he commands all the angels.
他控制星辰，也发令于众天使。
It's an emphasis on his power and authority.
再次强调了神的大权能。
The Lord Almighty will avenge wrongful gain.
万军之主会报应不义所得。
Those who seek to add to their wealth through wrongful means should pay attention and change their ways.
那些用不义的方式敛财的人要小心了，他们要悔改。
In particular, James points to three ways in which these rich people were wrongfully increasing their possessions.
雅各特别指出了三种不义的敛财方式。
First, he accused them of cheating workers of their rightful wages.
第一种方式就是他谴责他们亏欠工人的工钱。
The workers to whom James refers would be those who received the pay at the end of each day.
雅各所指的工人就是指那些拿日薪的。
A landowner would hire them on a daily basis.
一个地主每天会雇人做工。
He would pay them then at the end of each day.
在一天结束之时付给工人们工钱。
Jesus told a parable in which this was illustrated.
耶稣也说过一个比喻。
A landowner went to the marketplace at the beginning of the day and hired workers for his vineyard.
一个地主在早晨在市场里面雇工去他的葡萄园做工。
He repeated this throughout the day and hired more men.
他在每一天里面重复雇佣了很多人。
At the end of the day, he paid them all the wages he had agreed upon.
一天结束的时候呢，地主付给他们所奖定的工钱。
James describes a situation in which the workers did not get the wages they had agreed upon.
而雅各所形容的情况是指工人未得着奖定的工钱。
It's possible that the rich person did not pay the workers at all.
也有可能那富人根本就没有支付工钱。
But it could mean he paid them less.
也可能表示他少付或者晚付了他同工人讲好的工钱。
Or he paid them later than agreed.
或者晚付了。
Since these workers often lived day by day, it was important to get paid immediately.
因为这些工人是每天赚取当日的需要，所以即使到了工钱是对他们来说是至关重要的。
Even merely delaying payment could mean a hardship.
甚至仅仅是拖延支付也会叫工人的生活变得更加艰难。
There were no unions to fight for these workers.
当时也没有工会来为工人争取权利。
They were in a difficult position.
工人是处于劣势。
I would guess that none of us are in the position of those rich landowners.
我猜我们中间没一个人处于那种财主的地位。
We don't hire people on a day-by-day basis.
我们不会每天来雇佣人。
Plus, the law in this country watches out for people.
再加上现在这个国家法律也在监督众人。
However, are we careful to always pay our bills on time?
然而，我们有没有总是细心的、准时的付我们的账单呢？
I had a friend who was often late in paying bills.
我有个朋友，他总是迟付他的账单。
For a long time, he had a very loose attitude.
他已经有很长一段时间有这种轻率的态度。
He often waited until they sent a notice reminding him to pay.
他通常要等到对方写信提醒他，他才会去付钱。
He was failing to pay promptly what had been agreed upon.
他的所作所为就像这个财富的财主一样所行。
I'm glad to say he finally recognized that and changed.
在这我很高兴，因为最终他意识到错误并改正了行为。
Second, James accused the rich of living high at the cost of others.
第二个方式，雅各谴责富人以别人的付出为代价来维持自己富足的生活。
The words which James uses combine to mean that the rich lived for pleasure beyond what was appropriate.
雅各所用的这些词另有一种重要意思，那是表示富人的生活享受是过度的、不适宜的。
The context shows that they did this at the cost of their workers.
上下文显示说，他们是以工人所付出为代价来享受这种生活的。
Last part of verse 5 is more difficult.
在第五节后半句有些是令人费解。
You have fattened yourselves in the day of slaughter.
当宰杀的日子，骄养自己。
Literally, you have fattened your hearts in the day of slaughter.
字面上讲就意思就是说，当宰杀的日子里面，竟骄养你们的心。
And there's debate concerning the meaning.
这意思有待思索。
The day of slaughter may refer to feasting, such as a victory feast.
宰杀日有可能指宴席，如庆功宴。
An animal was slaughtered for the feast.
一只动物会被宰杀。
To fatten their hearts may mean feeding or encouraging their wrong heart desires.
这样来教养他们的心，可能意味着满足或者纵容他们的私欲。
Hence, their feasting encouraged further wrong living.
因此，他们的夜乐进一步促成了他们不义的生活。
There are certainly those in our Western culture who live lives of luxury at the cost of others.
在西方文化中，的确有那些让他人付代价而过上自己奢侈生活的人。
It's not uncommon to read reports of high-ranking businessmen or politicians.
我们也经常读到那些关于一些企业高管或者政治家的报道。
They take advantage of their position to live in luxury.
他们利用自己的特殊地位来获取奢侈的生活。
Meanwhile, employees may be underpaid or fired.
与此同时，那些雇员正遭受薪水不足或者被解雇的命运。
Citizens are taxed to pay for business expenses of their politicians.
很多纳税人的钱则被政治家用作他们的生活费用。
However, it's too easy to point to the problems of those richer than we are.
然而，指出富人的问题比我们提出自己的问题会更容易了。
Have we learned to be content with a little?
那我们有没有学会对我们自己的知足呢？
If we have more than just food and clothing, then we are rich compared to some.
如果我们有大量食物及衣服，那么与一些其他人相比，我们也可以算作富人。
We easily assume things to be necessary that are luxuries.
我们很容易把一些奢侈的东西设想成必需品。
Most of our newer technology falls into this category.
大部分新科技也正是这一类。
We easily assume certain privileges to be rights.
我们也很容易把一些可享受的特权也当作是正当的权益。
We could class education, healthcare, and vacation into this category.
我们可以把教育、医疗保健和假期都归入这一类。
These privileges can be abused.
所以这些特权都被滥用了。
Those who do so are similar to the ungodly rich of whom James writes.
那些滥用这些特权的人同雅各所论的不信神的妇人其实是一样的。
The third and final charge which James brings is in verse 6.
在第六节中雅各提出了第三个也是最后一项控诉。
The godless rich took extreme advantage of good people.
那就是不信神之富足人他们大欺压义人。
They had condemned and put to death the righteous man who did not resist.
他们下令杀害并未抵抗他们的义人。
It's possible that this righteous person is someone who sought to defend the oppressed.
也可能是一个面对逼迫寻求反抗的人。
Might be someone who just tried to do business in an upright way.
也有可能是一个试图要做正当生意的人。
But these rich used whatever means necessary to silence their opposition.
然而这些富足人用尽他们一切认为必要的手段来打压他。
And their opposition appears to have been defenseless.
可怜的是义人的反抗归于无有。
He did not resist.
也没有能力抵挡。
He probably could not resist in any legal fashion.
或许他没法用任何法律方式来抵挡逼迫。
It makes the godless actions of the rich even worse.
而这又迫使不信神的富人也更猖獗。
This is the height to which arrogance will take a person.
这就是骄傲俘虏人心的最高的体现方式。
The rich who fail to acknowledge God will tend towards this arrogance.
富足人不晓得神会对付他们的骄傲。
Consider, for example, Proverbs 22, verse 7.
思考一下，比如在箴言22章7节所写的。
The rich rule over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender.
富户管辖穷人，欠债的是债主的仆人。
Also Proverbs 18, verse 23.
箴言十八章23节也提到说
A poor man pleads for mercy, but a rich man answers harshly.
贫穷人说哀求的话，富足人用威吓的话回答。
The poor person has to beg.
穷人在祈求。
The rich person believes they can act as they wish.
富人们相信他们可以对穷人为所欲为。
They can be harsh, and no one will stop them.
他们可以凶暴待人。没人会阻止他们。
But God can stop them.
但是神会制止他们。
And God sees all that they do.
神也知晓他们的所作所为。
He sees their heart.
神会检查他们的心。
He knows what they think and feel.
他知道他们的所思所想。
Unless they repent, they will be judged.
除非他们悔改，否则审判将会临到他们。
The rich who live like there is no God will one day find out that there is a God.
在生命中从不承认有神的富人终于有一天会发现神的真实的存在。
If they grasp that now, they would weep and wail.
如果他们现在能抓住这个真理，那么他们现在已经在哭泣哀嚎。
Misery is coming.
因为苦难已经来临。
Their riches will not help them at all.
到时候他们的财富也帮不了他们。
The warning to such godless rich people should not be necessary for us.
对不信神之富足人警告其实与我们关系不大。
James intended this message to encourage believers who were oppressed by such rich people.
雅各在这借这些信息来鼓舞那些被富人欺压的信徒。
Perhaps you have experienced abuse at the hands of those who are rich.
可能你们有过被富足人戏弄的经历。
Laws in this country largely protect us.
这个国家法律也尽力在保护我们。
But there's still evidences of it.
但人有欺压不义的人发不义人的发生。
Sometimes it's simply the expectation of being served.
有时候有钱人也要求被别人伺候的愿望。
Sometimes we see it in how people drive their cars.
有时候我们可以体，他们也可以体现在他们开车的行为上。
In other countries, it's worse.
而在另外一些国家，他们情况可能更糟糕。
Corruption is great.
贪污腐败处处皆是。
The rich can get away with many wrong things.
富人即使犯了罪，也可以轻易地逃脱。
The believer, however, can hope in God.
然而，信徒却能够寄希望于神。
He sees it all.
他知晓一切。
He hears the cry of those who are unjustly treated.
他也听见了被不公平对待人们的哭求。
He will act.
他会有所行动。
He calls us to be patient.
他要我们要忍耐。
James writes about that in the next verses.
雅各会在下一节里面提出这个观点。
But we also need to be on guard that we don't tend toward the same attitudes as the rich.
但是我们也要警醒，避免以不义的富人成为一丘之貉。
Don't rely upon riches, but rely upon God.
我们千万不能依靠钱财，应当依靠神。
Live in the full knowledge that God is watching.
要全然活在真理中。
That is a comfort for those who belong to Jesus.
这真理就是神关注每一个人的对属基督的人，这是一种安慰。
It should be a warning to those who disobey.
而对悖逆之人来说，这就是一个警告。
阿门。
阿门。